Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hour number three, third and final hour of the Pensacola Right. I was about to say the Pensacola Right Now show. That's not it. Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here with you as always. And we're going to actually do a little bit of a touch up on the informative part because we got an Amber Alert here that we wanted to make you all aware of.
See, don't you just love live radio?
Yeah. I mean, really, this happened just minutes ago. A Florida Amber Alert has been issued for Daryl Folmar III. He was last seen in the area of the 1400th block of East Clio Drive in Pensacola, who was last seen wearing red Coco Melon pajamas and a diaper. The child may be in the company of Daryl Folmar Jr., who was last seen wearing a black shirt, khaki shorts, and black tennis shoes. Daryl Jr. has a short fade and may have facial hair, and he has a Joker tattoo on his chest and a tattoo of the name Daryl on his right ankle. They may be traveling in a 2000 black BMW 323i, Florida tag number 16EJUN. Again, that is 16EJUN. The vehicle has damage on the front passenger side bumper. So it says, if located, do not approach. Contact law enforcement immediately.
Hey, you know, September's zipping by on us. I just realized we're almost just days away from October. Well, it is a September to remember, and then it is quickly fading. Discover Pensacola's underground pop culture scene. I've told you about this for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
From early union efforts, anti-war protest, music trends, and cultural unrest throughout the years. It is Pensacola Underground A to Z, a new exhibit located at 309, at the 309 Punk House on North 6th Avenue.
And Okaloosa County deputies and the Coast Guard looking for a missing scuba diver off the Destin coast. The Okaloosa Sheriff's Office says the diver was last seen southwest of East Pass. The 30-year-old was wearing a camouflage wetsuit and had a neon orange tank. Searchers have not been able to locate him yet, and the Coast Guard is heading up to search operation.
And my question is, why was he diving alone? Okay, we were talking about October just a second ago. Some of the things about October that we find to be enjoyable. One thing is Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Drinking a lot of beer. Alcohol-free beer now entering that whole scene. A lot of popularity rising, even at Germany's Oktoberfest in Munich. Fox's CJ Papa has his report.
The clanking of beer stein mugs and music for lovers of the alcoholic version of the Bavarian beverages. But not all the brew has alcohol, says the head brewmaster of the world's oldest brewery, Wein Steffenhauer. He reveals his secret. He really likes alcohol-free beer, and it's on the menu at Oktoberfest. All but two of the 18 large tents at the festival offer the drink, but don't expect a price break. An alcoholic beer costs the same as a regular beer, between $15 and $17 for 1 liter, which is about 33 ounces, and maybe that will leave you a hangover for your wallet. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Yeah, that's going to turn a lot of people off to it if it's the same price as alcoholic beer.
Yeah, but did you see the size? 33 ounces.
Right.
I mean, that's three times the regular size of one beer.
Maybe, yeah. That maybe, I don't know.
I told
Depending
you,
on how you weigh.
I remember I told you a couple of days ago when I was in Munich, the steins were huge. I mean, you had to carry two hands just to carry these things around the beer garden.
Right. Well, okay, so the quantity of the drink or the quantity of the money in your wallet?
And the quantity of the alcohol level in those drinks in Munich, let me tell you.
Yeah, a lot of weighing that has to be done here.
Lit very quickly.
Just about 6:15, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today to learn more. Again, that is progressive.com. Looking at the roads here, still got a couple of accident reports giving us trouble. If you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway towards I-10, still got some minor backups there backing you up to Creighton Road, but those issues have lessened significantly. Also, if you're traveling eastbound on I-10, just coming over Escambia Bay, heading in the direction of Avalon Boulevard, still got some heavy backups there. Outside of that, we're just seeing some minor congestion in the usual areas, such as Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, and maybe a little bit here and there on Highway 90, but that's looking very minor as well. So outside of those two wreck areas, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, 86 degrees in Pensacola, low of 73 tonight with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow should be a nice day, high of 89, sunny in the sky, but as we get late into your Tuesday night and into your Wednesday, we're going to have chances of storms that'll linger for the next few days.
Yeah, Wednesday's that key day to see how it's going to be. Helene in just a few minutes here, they're telling me. Right now it's the potential tropical storm. But yeah, Helene's going to be the name of this next storm. Wednesday morning's going to be your critical time. Let's talk about a little science here this afternoon at 6:16. This is News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. I'm Chris Bryan, along with Austin Price. Science Saturdays are back for a brand new school year. The 90-minute free educational sessions are part of the community outreach program offered by Florida Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. These are smart people, period. That's all I got to tell you. IHMC has been running this program for 17 years, collaborating with the government, industry, and academia to conduct groundbreaking science and develop breakthrough technologies. They have a little robot running around over there. I don't know if you've ever been over there. But inner GPS spoofing. How's about that? Kind of a nice transition to this one. That involves transmitting false signals to aircraft. And it's raising serious safety concerns for both planes and their passengers. Fox Matt Finn reports from LAX in Los Angeles with more on this trending story.
The Wall Street Journal reports the spoofing attacks primarily come from Russia, Ukraine, and Israel. The attacks were initially used on military signals to fend off drones and missiles, but now commercial airlines that rely on GPS signals are also being spoofed. Pilots are reporting their clocks being reset, fake data, and flights being entirely misdirected. Last month, a United Airlines flight from New Delhi to New York was spoofed over the Black Sea, south of Ukraine. The plane's reported GPS coordinates drifted, showing the flight ended in the Atlantic Ocean when it actually safely landed in Newark.
Man, I mean, why? Like, you know?
I've heard of planes landing in the wrong. In fact, there was a we won't talk about National Airlines and Donna landing in Pensacola Bay back in the I think it was like 79 or so. But some planes have been off course. There was a plane that landed in the marsh over in Louisiana right next to the freeway. Misplaced it for the international. It's called Louis Armstrong International, but from before it was Moisant International. It had parallel runways going with the highway. And many times from the streetlights of the highway, the plane would get a little off course. Different story with that you're talking about, though.
Right.
In terms of this GPS spoofing stuff, that's scary.
Yeah, it's just all around weird. A jury has found the defendant guilty in the mass shooting at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. Jurors were deciding if the man on trial was sane or insane when he gunned down 10 people at a store 3 years ago. Ahmad Alisa was found guilty on all 10 counts of first-degree murder and will likely spend the rest of his life in prison. And the defense has argued that Alisa was not guilty by reason of insanity, alleging he did not know the difference between right or wrong.
Yeah, right.
A lot of people do not like that excuse. And for good reason, I understand.
Because it probably doesn't make any sense for that one. 619 News Radio 92.3. Let me file this story under wrong place, wrong time. Okay, can we go there with this?
Sure.
Okay, Rachel DeRise, she's the 24-year-old girlfriend of Christian Ketchup, who was charged in a fatal shooting back in 2023 at Mugs and Jugs Bar.
Right.
That's over in Ferry Pass. Pleaded no contest to her misdemeanor battery charge. DeRise beat an unconscious woman in the parking lot. She was sentenced, DeRise was sentenced to 60 days in county jail.
Yes.
I find that to be questionable.
Well, what made it to be, okay. So, yes, she assaulted a victim until she was unconscious or whatever.
No, she was already unconscious.
Oh, yeah, that's it. She was already unconscious.
Then she attacked her when she was unconscious.
Then she attacked her. And that's what got her 2 months in jail and a year of probation. However, it was her boyfriend, Christian, who shot and killed the unconscious woman after that. And so that was the big takeaway. So I guess they're just, I don't know if they are sentencing these individuals comparatively. And it's like, well, you know, she assaulted an unconscious woman. This guy actually killed her. I don't know why, but I can see why you would look at that as kind of like a slap on the wrist.
Are you,
especially her affiliation to the
murderer. I'll go with the word questionable.
Yeah.
On this side here, but ladies and gentlemen, were you following that?
No, it is. It's
I lost you in the second time. I mean, it's just, it was complicated.
Right. And that's the thing. It's because I remember when this story first came out, and it was very, very, very puzzling situation. And as I said, I can see why you would find it questionable, especially considering she had assaulted him or assaulted her before he murdered her. And then it, you know, she was with him. So it kind of seems like she was somewhat of an accomplice, even if she couldn't control him. Just it, yeah, weird. I'm confusing myself, Chris. Dig me out of this hole before
okay,
we get a break.
I'll just put it very succinctly here. Don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger.
Yeah.
Okay, you still have time to participate in the annual Walk to End Alzheimer's. I've done this event a couple of years back. It's right there at the stage at CMP. The event rolls Sunday, October 6th. You got a couple of weekends here. Plan this out accordingly. It'll be at CMP, Community Maritime Park. There are an estimated 6,500 people over the age of 65 living with Alzheimer's in our very own community.
Mm.
It's a lot of fun. Go out and support it, doggone it. They do it early in the morning. You got plenty of time to catch a football game. You got hours after you're through with this thing.
Absolutely. Just about 6:22 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, wanted to touch on this. And you know, we can touch on this like we did last hour. But former First Lady Melania Trump sitting down for a rare interview later this week. We got details on that and more right after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Did you know Pensacola's hidden gem is powering the future? The Port of Pensacola isn't just a name. It's an economic engine driving our region's success. Home to over 20 powerhouse companies like Cemex Materials, General Electric, Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. This port is fueling growth and prosperity every day. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the backbone of Northwest Florida's economy. Discover how it's shaping our future at portofpensacola.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
No matter how you listen, You can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on. Had some issues on I-10 traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Had an accident in that area. While the congestion is slowly but surely dissipating, it is still very much present. Had some issues on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. That was also because of an accident, but that has entirely cleared out. So outside of that one spot on I-10, there hopefully shouldn't be too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 73 tonight. As we get into your Tuesday, should be a high of 89, sunny skies with a low of 74. And then during the night, heading into Wednesday, we got some chances of storms coming in that are going to linger all the way until Friday, essentially.
Okay, during the 5 o'clock hour, we welcomed in Eric Gilmore, of course, Escambia County Public Safety Safety Director, talking about the real lay of the land in terms of what potential tropical cyclone number 9 might bring to the area. In just minutes, they're getting ready to flip the name to Hurricane Helene.
Right.
So we came to one general consensus, Eric and I did. Wednesday morning is going to be a very important morning. We'll have the data in place in terms of, like, if the course is holding true. The course right now is the latest model guidance has the system becoming a Cat 3 hurricane as Helene. Forecasters saying strengthening is projected to a 60-mile-per-hour tropical storm. That should happen in the next 24 hours from now. A 25% chance of strengthening to a 90-mile-per-hour hurricane in just 48 hours. The ensemble model guidance targeting landfall across the eastern Florida panhandle. Mm. And all the spaghetti models are kind of in agreement with all this. Panama City East to Apalachicola into the Big Bend on Thursday. This will actually generate impacts on the west coast, the entire west coast of Florida, with target emphasis placed north of Tampa, St. Pete. They're rolling out the updates every 12 hours now. So they had the latest at 4. It'll be 4 o'clock in the morning. You see the cycle, what I'm talking about. So when you get up in the morning with Andrew McKay, he will be sitting on a fresh National Hurricane Center forecast coming out, and he'll have the latest. So join Andrew tomorrow morning for the Pensacola Morning News.
Absolutely. I mentioned this before break because I wanted to touch on something real quick, get your opinion on something, Chris. Of course, last hour we said former First Lady Melania Trump sitting down for a rare interview later this week. It will air on Fox and Friends on Thursday. And she's not given an interview in more than 2 years, hasn't seen much on the campaign trail. She appeared at the RNC but didn't give a speech. And the interview comes as she prepares to release her new book, Melania, on October 8th. Now, let me ask you, and this is just something that popped into my head. Do you think she's going to, like, what do you think is going to be in that book? I mean, especially leading up to the election, like, pivotal stuff.
When's the release date?
October 8th. So just under a month before the election.
The timing is, it must have stuff favorable for the timing of that book to be released.
Exactly, because you wouldn't expect her to do something. Because, you know, there's always been rumors about the details that go on behind closed doors of her and Trump's marriage.
You think you're going to derail Donald? I don't think so.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, you're not going to give some, like, tell-all, I think, especially considering you're still married to this guy. You're not going to be given some tell-all with, like, some juicy scoop here and there, that, you know, with anything right before the election when he's running for re-election. So I don't know. I think this is just something that she's promoting because, you know, she's probably going to give, like, her background info, stuff about her marriage, I'm sure. Nothing too bad, though. And I think people are going to want to hear it because, as it said, she doesn't speak too much to the media or to anyone.
So we're going to change the show to Gabby with Austin. we're gonna take you down that Gabby lane and find out, is she really going to wear that pink dress?
Okay, buddy.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Israel's military continues to strike Hezbollah in southern Lebanon and is warning civilians there to evacuate while telling its citizens to prepare. Fox's Mike Tobin is in Tel Aviv.
Israel's home front command has warned people in the north of Israel not to travel, not to gather in group. School has been canceled on both sides of the border as more warfare is anticipated.
Kamala Harris is expected to release more information about her economic plans to supporters this week, Fox's Grady Trimble reports.
They could get some answers later this week with a new batch of proposals she says will help Americans build wealth.
In short form, it's about what we can do more to invest in the aspirations, the ambitions, and the dreams of the American people while addressing the challenges that they face.
The vice president will be in Battleground, Pennsylvania, Wednesday. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Boeing today sweetening its contract offer, saying it was its best and final proposal for their more than 30,000 machinists as their strike entered its second week today. The new offer raised pay, reinstated annual bonuses, and increased the bonus that would be given upon the contract's ratification, among other changes, Boeing said on its website. The company's new offer would boost general wages by 30% over a four-year span. On Wall Street today, stocks were higher. The Dow gained 61, the S&P 500 grew by 16, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ shot up by 25 points. Transformers 1 came in at second place at the North American box office for their opening weekend. The top spot for the third weekend in a row was Beetlejuice, bringing in $26 million. U.S. crude oil futures for November are under $71 a barrel for November delivery. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sportsman. It's sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full synthetic engine oil. In a three-point game on fourth down, Nick Sirianni passed up on a field goal two separate times and didn't convert either. And Sirianni needs to understand there's a difference between being aggressive and reckless, and he was the latter. Sure, the Eagles wound up winning, but Sirianni should send thank you notes to Saquon Barkley, Dallas Goedert, Philadelphia's defense, and Derek Carr, because the Eagles beat the Saints in spite of their coach. I'm Zach Gelb.
There aren't many feelings worse than trying to start your car in the morning and being greeted with a dead battery, or being stuck on the side of the road when you don't need to be. One in four vehicles on the road will need a battery replacement this year. Don't be a statistic. Stop battery problems before they stop you by testing your battery regularly. Test yours at home or at select Napa locations nationwide. If you need a replacement, Napa has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for nearly every make and model on the road. So don't wait. Test your battery today and let Napa help you keep moving.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show talking about registration, campus tours, financial aid, certificate programs, baccalaureate programs, and everything in between. And 92% of students graduate loan-free. You won't want to miss this show on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the role that faith plays in people's political choices and how a lot of people who are voting in the presidential election don't believe either candidate is particularly religious or Christian and appear not to be bothered by that at all either. Also talked with Habitat for Humanity about their community land trust concept and what it means for affordable housing, and the vital importance of reading full books rather than just excerpts in education. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
For so long, you and me. Finding each other for so long, and the feeling that I feel for you is more than stronger. Take it from me, if you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key, darling mine.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on. Had some minor backups on I-10 traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard because we did have an accident there earlier this evening that was causing some pretty severe congestion. But it has since died out almost completely. So if you're dealing with any issues there, they shouldn't hold you up for too much longer. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees with a low of 73 tonight. And as we get into tomorrow, it's going to be a sunny day, high of 89. But late Tuesday night, bleeding into your Wednesday, we're going to have some storm chances coming in.
Sad information to pass along this afternoon. And good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now. It is 6:37. The widow of Bing Crosby has died. Fox's Monica DeLuca has more from Los Angeles.
Catherine Crosby, the seventh voyage of Sinbad star, has died. A spokesperson for the Crosby family confirmed to Fox News Digital, Crosby died of natural causes at her home in Hillsborough, California, while surrounded by her family. She became Bing Crosby's second wife after the two married in 1957, when she was 23 and he was 54. The two shared sons, Harry and Nathaniel, and daughter, Mary. She was 90 years old. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Okay, don't forget about the pre-sales of that new Jimmy Buffett license plate. Gets underway in less than about a week now, October 1st. A lot of excitement in Parrot Headland. Fees for the from the sale of that plate will be distributed to Singing for Change, founded by Buffett in 95 to provide grants in communities impacted by natural or man-made disasters.
All righty. And let's see, you mentioned some pop culture, notes there. I'll kind of add to it with this one. Today's Bruce Springsteen Day in New Jersey. So any New Jersey listeners?
Well, I wonder how his health is, because that's been the main problem with Bruce Springsteen. He had to cancel
his
whole tour. And he does have some underlying health issues, and we really wish him a real speedy recovery. He really disappointed a lot of folks, but probably himself more than anybody.
Oh, absolutely. And last year, Governor Murphy officially declared September 23rd as a day to celebrate the Garden State rock icon. It happens to be Bruce's birthday, and the governor said Springsteen is one of the most recognizable, iconic, and influential musicians and New Jerseyans of all time. He turned 75 years old today. I love how it says September 23rd happens to be his birthday, as if it was a coincidence. I'm assuming it wasn't. Okay. If it was, what are the odds of that? Well, one out of 365, apparently.
All right. The front man of a rock band recently reunited will get help after an onstage fight. Fox's Monica DeLuca has more on this.
Perry Farrell's wife says he's seeking medical treatment after the lead singer of Jane's Addiction was seen in a video getting into a physical altercation with the guitarist Dave Navarro at a recent concert. His wife, Eddie Lau Farrell, saying in part in a post on Instagram, quote, "We are taking a bit of time to ourselves to reflect and to heal." Perry already has appointments with an ear, nose, and throat specialist and a neurologist. In the days after the physical outburst, as Eddie Lau calls it, the band released a statement saying they were canceling the rest of their North American tour dates. The group had just reunited for the first time in 14 years. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
That didn't last long, did it?
I guess not. I mean, my goodness.
Okay, how are you going to handle that Monday Night Football tonight? That's what I'm concerned, because you got a double hitter here.
Yes, we do.
You got the Jags-Bills, 6:30, and then the Washington Commanders and the Bengals at 7:15.
Yeah, the Jags-Bills just getting underway.
And the what's interesting is the Washington Commanders and the Bengals both have LSU quarterbacks.
Really? Well, I mean, yeah, Jaden Daniels and Joe Burrow. I don't know why I'm acting like that's like mind-boggling.
Really?
yeah, no, I mean, first of all, that's a must-win for Cincinnati. If you fall to – because what? They would be falling to 0-3. And you can't do that with losses to the Patriots and Commanders. They were each of them won like four games last year. You can't lose to them.
Okay,
both of them.
You seem like you're on a roll here. Let me just kind of wrap some of these. Let's go back through the SEC this past weekend.
All righty.
I enjoyed some of the games. I was particularly happy for Florida. They downed Mississippi State 45-28.
Yes.
Wasn't pretty.
No.
But it was a win.
But they were visibly the better team and beat up a conference opponent on the road. Toledo beat them up more, but, you know, take what you can.
All right. Kentucky 41 over Ohio 6.
That is impressive because I thought Kentucky was going to kind of sleep on the Bobcats, but maybe the Bobcats just aren't as good as we thought this year.
Yeah, I was kind of concerned when the LSU-UCLA game started to kind of roll out. You can judge some of the television commentators on whose side they're on, you know. And I was getting a little concerned here, but
LSU woke up late in that game. Wow.
Listen, they woke up. That's all I say. They woke up. They did. 34-17 over the Bruins of UCLA. Arkansas put it to Auburn 24-14. I was surprised.
I do the War Eagle Weekly on ESPN Pensacola every Thursday morning. 10 to 11 on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Is that a plug, by the way?
If you are interested, it turned into one.
Right.
But either way,
nice,
we were talking about Auburn, and they've been so topsy turvy because they threw four interceptions and had a fumble with Peyton Thorne at QB, and that was against Cal. And then they turned around and put Hank Brown in, and he looked phenomenal. The Tigers looked phenomenal against New Mexico, and it's like, okay, but you know what? It's going to be a step up to Arkansas, but it's something this team can surely handle. Hank Brown goes out there, and I want to say he didn't throw many passes at all before he threw three interceptions. They had to pull him out of the game, put Peyton Thorne in there. He threw another interception. It's just the quarterback room is unbelievably bad, and they got shut down by the Razorbacks in Jordan-Hare.
Yeah, inconsistency will kill you every time.
So I don't know what we're going to talk about on Thursday.
All right, Missouri.
Nothing good.
Missouri squeaking past Vandy. 30-27.
Missouri is just fake. Did you notice, and I know you keep track of the AP Top 25, Missouri's unbeaten. They were seventh. They struggled to beat Vandy in overtime, and then they dropped four spots. Conference win to stay unbeaten and dropped four spots. That's the AP saying, Missouri, you suck.
Sporting News 25 has Missouri at 11 this week.
Yeah, that's as I said, they were seventh, and then they dropped four.
Yep. Okay, South Carolina demolished Akron 50-7. We knew that.
As they should.
Okay. Texas A&M over Bowling Green 26-20.
And they moved up in the polls. Do you believe that? I don't know why A&M is ranked. It was questionable when they were 25th. They struggle with a MAC school at home, and now they move up to 24? What? Come on. I know Bowling Green's not some pushover school, but they play in a weaker end Group of Five conference. They're small.
I was watching Saturday morning getting all prepped for the for the Saturday day of football.
Right.
And I was watching the ESPN show. And, you know, the guy that puts the helmet on.
Lee Corso.
The
headgear.
Exactly. You know, he didn't go over very well. They were on the Oklahoma campus, by the way,
this
last Saturday. And he put on the dog hat for Tennessee, you know.
Yeah, smoky.
That did not go over very well at all in Oklahoma. But it came out to be the truth.
Oklahoma, I think they just kind of got exposed.
Tennessee 25, Oklahoma 15.
And they were lucky it was that close. It was 22-3 at one point.
Okay, Ole Miss 52, Georgia Southern 13. Felt sorry for Georgia Southern. They were just outmatched. I mean, it was not pretty.
No, and we knew it. We knew it would be ugly.
Okay, so what's going on in Texas land? Arch Manning, you know, Ewing's going to get, you know, going to get well.
Right.
What's going to happen at the quarterback position? By the way, let me just tell you, Texas 51, ULM 3.
You're right. Go. So they beat ULM like they were supposed to. Right. Arch, he threw a pick early, and people were, like, really scared.
Yeah, it was his first play.
Right. And, you know, it scared a lot of people, but, of course, he snapped out of it, and they proceeded to steamroll ULM. I don't know. We Florida's doing this, or at least they were, and we could see a similar thing in Texas where you try to do like a dual quarterback system. I don't know if they're going to try that or if it is just a matter of, hey, listen, Ewers had this starting job for a reason, yep. And now that he's better and now that we're getting into conference play, we're going to have Ewers until further notice. It could just be like that.
I was surprised that Arch hung around because I thought he would be – didn't they bank on him getting drafted in the NFL? And that was going to be the move for Manning to move into his slot.
Well, Ewers, I don't know if there was ever like anything concrete that implied that he was going to be going to the draft after last season.
I'm just wondering why Manning would do that though, to sit on the bench for three seasons.
I don't know. Manning. Here's the thing: Quinn Ewers he kind of bounced around, and Manning. People are wondering the same, what you just said about, okay, well, if Ewers is going to be using this year as well, and let's say Texas takes a step back, even if it's not Arch's fault directly, well, that could hurt his draft stock if Texas is not as competitive. I don't know, though. Maybe he's just trying to lie in wait. He's already proven, hey, listen, I've got a lot of talent here. So people are going to be all the more ready to have their eyes on him once he does get a consistent starting gig.
I bet his NIL value's gone through the roof.
Well, and that's another thing that you have to consider. How much they're paying him.
Okay, here comes up Saturday. Let me get this out here. Short schedule. Look at that. Look, that's a short schedule for SEC play.
Hmm.
Kentucky, Ole Miss.
I think that'll be interesting because Ole Miss is playing their first conference opponent, but Ole Miss at home should win big.
I'm hoping. No, I really don't care. I don't have a dog in that hunt.
Right.
But Ole Miss is just on a roll. What can you say? Texas A&M, Arkansas.
Man. You know what? Give me Arkansas.
Auburn, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
This is going to be a good game. Not really. I'm just kidding. Texas, Mississippi State. How bad is it going to be a runaway?
Yeah, and Texas is at home for that one.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas should marauder them.
Here's the game. I'm telling you, the Georgia Alabama
game of the year.
Come on,
man, I'll take Georgia. That's a tough pick though.
And let me tell you, South Alabama at LSU, and I was so hoping that game was going to be played in Mobile,
so you could go see.
Oh, I was going to be there. Oh, are you kidding me?
Hey, you are out of your mind.
Hey,
if you think
Senior Bowl,
going there.
At Senior Bowl when the Senior Bowl's over there,
right?
I'm the crazy guy with the LSU gear on, trying to get the autographs from the players.
Oh my goodness!
I follow my team.
No, and that's good. That's how it should be.
Okay.
Let me just say, we are like 3 minutes late to Traffic and Weather.
Well, go right ahead, by all means.
Yeah, let me just get this out. Doesn't appear to be anything going on, though, so it looks like I'm not interrupting you for much. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees, low of 73 tonight, mostly clear tomorrow, high of 89. And as we get into your Tuesday night, bleeding into Wednesday, we got some storm chances coming in.
Okay, UWF. They dropped a real close. Double overtime, 35-33 to West Alabama. The thing that hurts about that, it is a GSC game.
Right, and a GSC opener, correct?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so, yeah, no, that is a bummer. And as I said, it's only their second game of the season, and that was West Alabama's fourth. I think they were just all the more prepared physically. And then you're going to – and they are unbeaten, so you got to give them credit. I mean, it's not like West Alabama sucks. But now UWF has to go on the road against Grand Valley State, who has been a powerhouse these last few years.
Let's just be very, very, very thankful that it is not November or December having to go to Grand Valley State in Michigan.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It would be quite freezing. That's a climate UWF is not too familiar with.
Okay, guys, this is what they call snow.
Right. Just about 6:50, right before we go to break here, I want to do this because we had a loaded 4 and 5 o'clock hours, so we weren't able to get into these. Wall Street closing higher with the S&P 500 hitting a new record to start the new week. Mm-hmm. Stocks rose as markets added to last week's gains following the Federal Reserve's interest rate cut. Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee signaled today that more rate cuts are likely as inflation continues to fall. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 61 points to 42,124. The S&P 500 added 16 points to 5,718. And the NASDAQ rose 25 points to 17,974. 6:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll just hit that final stretch like we always do to send you off into your Monday night right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newvancamp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 6:53 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather in just a moment. We've got a couple stories that we have time to get into here. Starting with this, I mentioned this last hour, but I thought it was funny. Apparently, Janet Jackson says that she heard somewhere Vice President Kamala Harris isn't black. In an interview published by The Guardian on Saturday, the pop star was asked how she feels about the possibility of the first black female U.S. president, and Jackson responded by saying that she's heard Harris is Indian and that her father is white, which is not true. Harris is the daughter of Jamaican-American economist Donald J. Harris, who is black, and her mother came to the U.S. from India. An apology came shortly after the publication of Jackson's comments. However, one of her brothers, who serves as her manager, said that there was no authorization for the walk back, and it did not come directly from Janet Jackson.
Happy about the big win FSU had over Cal?
Well,
come on, are you happy about it?
Sure. I mean, a win is better than no win.
Exactly right.
But every single problem they've had this year was evident against Cal.
It was not pretty.
No, it was not.
But let me just, because I failed to mention this to you, and I want to make sure that we talk about the FSU upcoming game here. FSU's defense has improved, but they say This game against SMU will be a tough test against a team that scored 66 points last week and is looking to win their first ever ACC game.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They're predicting SMU to win over FSU this weekend, 30-20.
Yes, ESPN FPI had SMU with the favorable chance to win. And that's the thing. Yeah, they dropped 66 on TCU. I think the final score was 66-42. I just think that it's not saying much to say that that offense is better than Cal's. There's a reason Cal was unranked, even though they were unbeaten with a road SEC win. There's a reason they were going to a winless Florida State and FSU had the spread.
Why hasn't FSU, maybe you can tell me, I'm just not familiar, and I'll plead ignorant on this one, but why haven't they introduced a second quarterback at FSU?
Because he's not the only problem. That's why. Okay. And the alternative is Brock Glenn, and there's nothing concrete. The reason why people want him isn't because they think he's some stud muffin. It's because they've got nothing to lose. The season's already over. They just got a win. And it was a pretty shoddy looking one, offensively especially, and they're 1-3 on the year. So people are saying, why not put Brock in? Why not experiment more with the offense and how you lay it out? I don't hate that.
Okay. Of course, FSU will play SMU week 5, week 6. Big Clemson game coming up.
Yep.
We're going to have tickets for that game. It's in Doak Campbell.
Yeah, no, it's in Tallahassee, so we should have tickets for that. Yeah.
Okay. They're not being very kind to FSU in terms of picking that game. They're saying, and when I say they're, I guess the sports prognosticators,
right,
pick Clemson 40, FSU 16.
Honestly, but that doesn't sound like totally unrealistic. Clemson has a very high-powered offense.
All right. I just wanted to get this in here because I do a lot of shopping up on Amazon. Darn, right. I can put the order in now and I can have it first thing in the morning. Online retail king Amazon expanding its use of artificial intelligence. Fox's Eben Brown has more on this story.
Fox on Tech.
Amazon continues to bring AI to retail. We've told you about how Amazon will use AI to create shopper-specific and contextual product descriptions and recommendations. The idea is to help you find more of what you like and need while shopping for stuff on the giant e-commerce platform. And they're also deploying an AI chatbot for sellers to help manage their Amazon stores. And now Amazon will bring generative artificial intelligence to these sellers. Using AI, a seller's picture of their product can be turned into what Amazon is calling a live photo, essentially a short animated picture like a GIF. And there is also a video generator Amazon hopes its sellers can use to create short advertisements for their product quickly and for free without the need to spend time or money creating them on their own. The generated videos will be short, but include titles and music. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown.
I was
Fox
watching
News.
You during that segment there. You understood exactly what he was talking about, don't you?
Sure. No, I mean, yeah, I get some of what he was saying.
So are you in favor of AI?
In some capacities, yes, and some no. Just as far as just talking about AI all-encompassing,
right?
No, because sometimes it does take from people, and sometimes it is a cheaper alternative, and it does cheapen a product at times, but other times it can be very useful.
Okay, no Mega Millions winner over the weekend. 47 millions turns over to 62 million tomorrow night. Let me give you the numbers. Here's where you can play to be our next millionaire in this country. Powerball, $208 million. That's $104.6 million cash option. Drawing for this tonight, 10 o'clock.
Wow. All
Play right. Wisely. Good luck on that. Mega Million, $62 million, $31 million cash option tomorrow night. As I say, always play
wisely
very safely.
And good luck. Yes.
Play safely, you know, and don't overspend. If you can't afford it, don't do it.
Also want to say this because we are a whopping 4 minutes late to it. Traffic and weather, 82 degrees in Pensacola tonight. It should be a good day tomorrow for the most part. And on the roads, looking pretty clear. Wanted to touch on that. That's like the second time we lost track of traffic and weather.
You
forgive
see,
us.
You had absolutely no problem with that whatsoever.
Yeah.
You
I mean,
squeeze that right in there. Look at that.
Well, yeah. So luckily at this hour, there ain't too much going on. Very happy to report on that. All righty. You've been listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We got one or two interviews tomorrow.
Amy Marquez, Pensacola Sports. we're going to be talking SEC women's soccer and that championship coming to town early November.
Alrighty.
So Amy will be live on News Radio 92.3. Go out there and make it a great night, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.